prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Well, another very important broadcast lined up for you today. It is the second day of September, 2007. Seems like this year just started. It's well past half over right now. We're going to have wide open phones for the full 52 hours today at 877-590-5525 or locally in Central Texas. If you're listening to the station that we syndicate out of, News Radio 590 KOBJ, it's 836-0590. I want to say hi to Kansas City, who carries me during the weekdays. Last month, they're carrying us Sundays. I really appreciate them picking up the broadcast, KTXL in Kansas City. Another great affiliate carrying the broadcast. I guess it's up to 14 affiliates now. We've been syndicating for about 8 months. That's pretty good. And, of course, we're on satellite, shortwave, internet at InfoWars.com. All right, really serious news items today. They're always serious, but these are particularly serious, and I want to walk through some of this today in the time we have. Will President Bush bomb Iran? That was the question the London Telegraph asked this morning, one of the big papers in England, that dovetails with the Times of London. Pentagon three-day blitz plan for Iran. We actually have some of the Pentagon war plans for a blitz of Iran that stretches from 3 days to 2 months. 3 days, they plan to have 10,000 Saudis into the country. That's 10,000 missions by aircraft dropping bombs on the country. I know that thrills a lot of Americans who can't find the country of Iran on a map, but just grab hold of your pocketbook. The Iraq war has already cost $1.2 trillion. That's currently not even projected cost. And this would cost another $300 billion, even if you don't care about the Iranians. And oil prices will at least jump to $6 a gallon as soon as this happens. All the experts agree. Some say it could go as high as $9 a gallon, $150, $200 a barrel crude oil. But c'est la vie. You want to personally feel powerful in your easy chair because the Iranian boogeyman is going to get you, so you may get your chance to feel powerful. We'll get into this report today for everybody. Also, I talked some about this Friday, but now I've gotten the actual affidavit by the BATF, the Bureau of Alcohol and Gun Confiscation. And I actually have the affidavit now filed in Indiana by the BATF. I spent time today reading this abomination. And neighbors said that he talked about a new world order. He talked about a possible financial collapse. I guess he read the newspaper. They thought that meant he was with Al-Qaeda. And the BATF went ahead and took him on in and grabbed a couple guns he had, and they called 1,000 rounds of ammo a stockpile. And it was worse than I previously thought. Now we have the affidavit and the local newscast, and it's just the new America, the new secret police America. And so we'll cover that later if we have time to get into it. I'm sure we will. It's all up on prisonplanet.com, or just type South Bend resident rated by ATF into Google, and you can. It'll get you to local TV stations and newspapers and up in South Bend, and you can read all that for yourself. The biggest news of the day is not the upcoming attack on Iran. It's not even the BATF doubled in size, running around confiscating guns and harassing gun shops coast to coast. It's not even that they're trying to pass an even more draconian gun control law coming up next week that no one's even aware of because Bush is in office, so everything must be okay. No, it is U.S. under U.N. law in health emergency. Now, I have to admit I dropped the ball on this. You're going to drop the ball sometimes. You can't keep track of everything. I saw Dr. Corsi's headline as a routine guest here in WorldNet Daily Wednesday. I thought, oh, he's just rehashing last year's SPP document, which talked about the UN, us being under UN regulatory control during any type of bioweapons release or natural pandemic, bird flus, it doesn't matter, SARS, you pick it. And so I didn't read the whole article. I read a few paragraphs. And then later people were calling me going, haven't you looked at this? So I interviewed him Friday. I spent a few hours this weekend reading the entire United Nations plan, which it's several hundred pages long. I have now read it, and I just can't believe what I found. If I tried to cover all the treason in here, I tend to think it's not as bad as it actually is. People think I exaggerate or use hyperbole. It's because you haven't read the documents. Usually, I'd say 19 times out of 20, things are much worse later as I learn more than my earlier assessments. Okay, we are under United Nations control. Period. This just isn't for some type of bio release or some type of crisis. This is for everything. This is the North American plan for avian and pandemic influenza. And then you read deeper into it, and it's basically everything. And I challenge you, just the footnotes is, how many pages is this? I forgot to get so busy reading, and I don't even. Just the footnotes is 45 pages long. And I said I read several hundred pages. I lost count after 100 because there's all these sub-addendums and links and hyperlinks, and that's where you find the real meat and potatoes is when you read deeper. I read, speed read and scanned, a couple thousand pages for my new film Endgame that's coming out of the SPP four-year releases of January of this year, and it says North American rule, North American government, carbon taxes, police state, gun control, Mexican trucks rolling across. You now see that happening. And, of course, they can get up on TV and say there's no SPP or North American Union. Because even I'm not going to read all of it. I cannot read all of it. But it's just I read 500 pages of it. Let's be conservative. I probably read 500 pages of thousands and thousands. It was probably 10,000 pages total. And it was just all, it was just one page after the next was worse than the last. I don't even know what to say anymore. And the general public is not aware of this. By the way, in the second hour, I'm going to talk about the mass psychosis, the mass cult system that has the United States, Europe, and much of the world literally in a stranglehold, and that is sports. And I'm not even picking a bone with sports itself. I think sports are great, and it's good for you, and it's normal to go out and watch a ball game. But what it's become is completely sick, and it's by design. The globalists write and talk about how it's controlling you. And so I'm going to later in the next hour spend probably 10 minutes breaking that down because it ties into all this. Because I was at my parents' last night watching the UT game. I was enjoying it. And it had been about a year since I'd watched the games. I've just been too busy. And I was sitting there guilty watching it. I was going, my God, the United States is literally ending right now as we know it. The economy is being set up for a fall by design. I should be writing a story, and I realize, well, I just can't work all the time. But see, I'm kind of on the other extreme of working too much to fight tyranny. Well, how can you work too much to fight tyranny? Versus people who literally don't even know one-fifth of Americans, by the way. It's not just young people, because I've seen the studies. Can't find the U.S. on a map. 80-plus percent don't know who the vice president is. All this week, everybody was talking about Miss Teen USA, South Carolina, who was a babbling idiot. Well, it's not just her. That's indicative of the rest of the country. There's just different versions of low-grade morons. So we'll tie all that in coming up in the next hour. And, of course, you're welcome to call in about any of the three major subjects that I've thrown out. Massive gun control, the setup for the attack on Iran, and our top story that I'll cover when we get back. The big news, U.S. under U.N. law in health emergency. Big story up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Paul Watson put it out just today, just for this show. Bush's SPP power grab sets stage for military to manage flu threats under U.N. command. We're going to break this down for you. This is how it happens. This is how it all happens. This is how the New World Order takes down the U.S. if we allow them to do it. I'm Alex Jones. This is our Sunday edition, syndicated by MS Communications in association with the GCN Radio Network. We'll be right back.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
I don't know, man. That ministry coming in gets me fired up. Crank it up. The new world order. The new world order. Dead presidents are going to be pretty popular. That's an A-level band playing at the big 9/11 remembrance we're going to be having up in New York next weekend. I'll be there. I'll be calling in live to the show. And it looks like ministry is going to be there. Immortal Technique. Yeah, we're still waiting on Dave Mustaine. Yeah, his new album, it's all about Megadeth, all about the New World Order carrying out 9/11. We're talking to him, though, Trey. Trey doesn't just run the show in here on the weekend. He pulls double duty doing that, but he produces during the week. Yeah, we're pretty close to getting the... don't give out our secrets. Oh, were you just talking to me just a minute ago? You're talking to me, all right. Okay, let me get serious here. I got Mario in New York disagrees with me. Should I go to Mario right now, since he disagrees with everything I talk about? Or should I get into Bush greases skin for UN pandemic power grab? 6-1 way, half a dozen another.
Mario could be tricking us. He might just want to get on first.
Yeah, who knows? We'll see here. Let me just go ahead and, you know what, before I get into our government being under UN control, which it is, by the way, I want to get into the whole architecture of that and explain and give you the evidence, not just make that claim. Here's Reuters today. This is Reuters today. Headline, Mexico trucks to roll on U.S. highways. Now, you read in here, it says the Bush administration can proceed with a plan to open the U.S. border to long-haul Mexican trucks. By the way, ours can't go down there, though. As early as next week, after an appeals court rejected a bid by labor, consumer, and environmental interest to block the initiative. And it goes on to say that a special international tribunal ordered the Bush administration to do so. And it just says, it goes on to say that we are under the international tribunal. That is Reuters. R-E-U-T-E-R-S. Some people call it Reuters. Now, there is Reuters right there. Now, see, that's global government. That's an international, unelected tribunal of the World Trade Organization. Folks, do you know when the World Trade Organization was set up? Do you know who set it up? Do you know it's private? Do you know it was set up by the Bilderberg Group? Do you know that it can... Here's another example. Under Kyoto, which Bush now says he's going to sign a new version of, as we told you he would always do because we got the SPP documents and it was all a fraud when he claimed he was against it. That was just while they set it up covertly. Yeah, because he's bought and paid for it, the same people that own Hillary. Left-right paradigm, better shatter it right now if you want to save the country, folks. They own all the horses in the race. Except for Ron Paul, they're trying to lame him up right now. But they're throwing a bunch of three-penny nails in his stall for the race up when he steps on one and goes lame, but it isn't going to work. But I'm already digressing here. See, I can prove each little piece of this, and that's what's so frustrating, is it takes a lot of research and time to vet all this, which we've done. And I know you're just out driving along in your car in upstate New York or Kansas or Tennessee or Southern California or wherever, and you're just, oh, that guy's a nut. If the government loves us, everything's fine. Well, let me give you a big, fat newsflash. This country's a Christmas hog, and we're getting hauled up right now by hooks about to have our throats slit. They already put a .22 round in our head. Okay, so we're not doing too well. And that shiny knife isn't a Christmas present they got out for us. And that's the point we've come to in all of this. So under Kyoto, China doesn't have to make cuts. Mexico doesn't have to make cuts in greenhouse emissions, predominantly CO2, carbon dioxide. India doesn't have to make cuts. Only 15 Western nations have to make cuts. And by the way, then it's not a cut. You just pay a tax for your carbon emission. Now, how is that even a fair global government? No one asked us if we wanted a global government. When we do complain, they say it doesn't exist. But if you go out and read the actual documents and treaties and agreements and bilateral agreements, it's all there, black and white, thousands and thousands of pages. All the films and books written about it from both sides. There's more books written by the globalists how great their global government is than there are by us saying it's bad. But then they know you're dumbed down and you don't read, and so they just tell you in the news, oh, honey, go to sleep. Go ahead and suck your thumb. Baby, want a sugar tit. You're just so good. We're going to take really good care of you. That's... You're kidding. Actual, real Troy. Oh, my gosh. This is a doubleheader. Troy's daddy runs a car dealership up in Nitro, West Virginia. And Troy literally spins just constant all over the internet, attacking, message boards attacking, calling into the show attacking. And one day he called in a prank call, but he did it off the network lines at the office. There's not caller ID on the call-in lines. There's caller ID on the network lines. They transferred him over, and he prank called saying he was a guest and got on the guest line and did it. And so I gave the number out to the dealership. Troy, I'm going to let you on the air if it's really Troy, but I want to warn you, if you do any pranking or about to delay you out because of any, you know, untoward behavior, we're going to have to give Daddy's line out again, and you're going to have to go back to sucking your thumb out in the barn. So, oh, man. You know, I shouldn't even be joking around, but I'm in a good mood today. All right, getting back to what I was talking about. We have global government upon us. We are being regulated. And here you have the American people not wanting Mexican trucks with all of their problems and all of their corruption and all the drugs that are already pouring across the border and the rest of it. I mean, you try driving in Mexico and you're an American, half the time the government steals your car and puts you in jail for 3 months and sucks all the money out of you, and it's a one-way deal. Our trucks can't go down there. But that's okay. We got a lot of Mexican trucks in here, and an international tribunal says so because Congress handed over its authority in the late 1990s, the fast-track authority. That's global government. That's how the European Union formed its, quote, trade deals. And then they just merge all the bureaucracies. They destroy the nation's sovereignties. Well, now, under emergency, U.S. under U.N. law and health emergency, Bush's SPP power grab set stage for military to manage flu threats. I'm going to cover this when we get back from break. And Bush greases skids for U.N. pandemic power grab. Right now, I've just got to see if it's Troy. Troy even trumps Mario, who says he disagrees. So let's go to Troy from Nitro, West Virginia, if it's really Troy. Let's see if it really is. I can recognize that voice right out of Deliverance Central Casting at any time. We got to go to break. Okay, Troy, look, you're up next. You're up at bat next. Any untoward behaviors? We're going to have to talk about Papa. And by the way, we know you really weren't fired from the dealership. Now, Daddy's going to get mad at you for doing this. Poor Troy is 20 years old and still wears diapers. Just joking. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. I'm fighting for freedom. I love America. I'm Alex Jones.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-990-1878. That's 1-800-990-1878. 1-800-990-1878.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
All right, Chloe from West Virginia hadn't had enough, so here he is. He's on the air. Troy, you put down your banjo. We're about to get you on air here. I like West Virginia, man. He fits the bill, I tell you what. I thought us Texans did around here. When it comes to Hillbilly, though, man, he's got a lot more on him than I do. Troy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Hurricane, West Virginia, not Nitro.
Well, that's where your daddy's dealership is. You make prank calls and malicious calls from.
I'm calling from Hurricane. I'm calling from home. I'd be more willing to give out that number if you'd like me to.
Well, I mean, I really would rather you not. Delay him out if he does. We'll put you on hold if you try that.
Okay.
Listen, you can call into the show. You just can't call into the business number of the network during the week, lie your way on, deceitfully saying you're the guest where the guest doesn't get on for 15 minutes. That's why you got a spanking, Floyd. That's malicious.
I really got a spanking. But the reason I called...
Did you lose your job or did your daddy lie?
Lose my job for what?
Your father told me he fired you for what you did. Is that not the case?
That's not... He never said that to you.
Yes, he did. What are you talking about? All right, that's it. Monday, tomorrow, we're calling the dealership. That's it, Troy. All right, what's on your mind today?
I just want to remind you that your life's a waste, you're accomplishing nothing, and you think you're defeating the world order. You're not defeating anybody. I just want to give you a bi-monthly reminder.
How's football going at your college?
Football at my college? In West Virginia?
Yeah.
WVU?
Yeah.
I guess they won yesterday.
Hey, Troy, are you going to come visit with us in New York?
I guess not, unfortunately.
Well, listen, Bubba, you always call in the past saying that I'm making stuff up. What am I lying about today?
Well, I haven't really heard of it. My computer doesn't work. I just heard start of it. I didn't get to hear it. But.
You know, Troy, I think you secretly admire me. I don't know why you call in here, because you never really had any information.
Well, I'm sorry, you get everything wrong.
And well, that was very daring how you lied and said that you were Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, was it? Or which guest did you lie about and then say you were the guest getting the back number at the network and getting on air?
I don't know what you're talking about. That's why your producer called me and started He called me twice, but an F-bomb's left and right.
That is not the case. We had your caller ID, and everyone in the office said you sit around prank calling us all day, and it... Well, come on in, Trey.
Yeah, don't bring me into this, buddy. That's a lie.
Some guy named John. He said his name was
John. All right, well, I'm a producer, too, so I guess that's not me. I'm not John.
Yeah, John Harmon didn't do that. Troy, I'm done talking to you. I got really serious stuff going on. Oh, boy. Absolutely amazing, ladies and gentlemen. That is what the neocons have left. We once had the greatest military on earth, and now the AP reported last year that they actually are hiring around 20% of the new recruits have below an 80 IQ. Folks, 70 IQ is seriously retarded. Not knocking poor retarded people. Love them to death. Have some, you know, one family member who's brain damaged. Hell, I'm probably a little brain damaged from all the fights and wrecks and things I've been in. The point is that 80 IQ, and I saw these guys in New York being Homeland Security. The last few times I've been there, running around, ordering women around, searching bags, walking around the street. I mean, some of them literally can't talk. The caricatures in Virginia are like Einsteins compared to them. I got some video of these guys in Endgame. Wait till you see it. They just run up, start screaming at us, saying, turn our cameras off. And they literally have probably 75 IQs. And that's about it. That's what the New Order's got left going for it, I guess. Let's take another call here. Mario in New York says he disagrees with everything I talk about. Mario, you are the front of the line as well, sir. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You're true neocons. You have to...
You're on a cell phone or something. It's cutting out. Say it again. Oh, this is really annoying. You can call back when you get a better line there. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Mike in Maryland. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. I'd like to thank you more than anybody else for waking me up about the New World Order. I'm sure you remember about 4 or 5 years ago, you were on here locally in the D.C. area, and that's when I first listened to you.
That's right. We had an affiliate for about 8 months, and the owner said, literally, he said, I don't have to break our year contract with you. The government, senators that are friends of mine are begging me to take you off.
I believe it. I don't doubt that for a second. And I was, believe it or not, I was starting to buy into the neocon agenda for a little bit, but then it just didn't sound right, and I had to stumble upon your station. And I was one of the pathetic sheeple walking around.
By the way, that AM tower was the closest to the Capitol of anyone. I mean, that sucker was right in D.C.
and I know this sounds horrible, but after 9/11, I went around telling people, we should nuke every Arab capital on the face of the earth. Now that's pathetic, isn't it? And
didn't you know that all the Arabs have like 14-inch fangs, dripping acid, and huge red horns, and spit fire, and have fork tails, and hop around?
Well, if you listen to the corporate-controlled media, Zionist-controlled media, that's what you're led to believe. And so after you show off the air, I literally had myself jonesing for the information, because once you get a taste of the truth, you never want it anymore. I mean, you know, you don't want anything else. And so I bought a shortwave radio, and now, thank God, I got a computer. And so I just want to thank you, John Stettmiller, and GCN and RBN Live.
You bet.
But
the bigger issue is the closest station we've got to you is... It's an IMA station. What's the call letters? It's a big one. 50,000 watts right there in Norfolk. I think you can hear that in D.C. I've got to get my affiliates together in my head. I'm not good at keeping track of it. And then I got to pull it up on the computer, and by then 5 minutes has gone by. You know, and I also want to be clear. I never get into issues of it's Catholic control, it's Jewish control, because from my study, it's evil New World Order controlled. I mean, China had evil emperors 3,000 years ago, and there wasn't a Zionist within 100 yards or 100 miles or 1,000 miles or... 3,000 miles of there. But certainly Israel does, along with a lot of other big special interests, manipulate and control our government. And over half the Israeli people don't want war, but their government is openly pushing for it and griping that the U.S. hasn't done enough to attack Iran when we give more aid to Israel than all other countries combined. More aid, military and just cash, than all other countries combined. And I'm tired of reading the Israeli papers criticizing the United States. I mean, it really gets old. And I have nothing against Israel. I'm a friend of Israel. I don't think Israel, you know, should be blown off the face of the earth. And by the way, The Iranian president didn't say that either. He was quoting Ayatollah Khomeini saying that the Zionist regime should be pushed into the sea. It's tribal warfare. They're going to be killing each other from forever. Both sides are doing bad things, and it's wrong. But now we've gone off into that issue now. You know what? We're going to break here in a few minutes, and then when we come back, I'm going to get into all your other calls at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or 836-0590. There's two message boards you can go to. There's the PrisonPlanet.com message board, and at the top, you click on Live Question for Alex during the show. There's also a really easy-to-use quick message board. That's why I like it, at 590KLBJ.com. And next hour, I will get to some questions from both of those, 590KLBJ.com. It just so happened I was in here one day, and I'm looking at it, and like, this is local station we're broadcasting out of, syndicated out of, has a really simple, fast message board to get on. We need to imitate that, by the way, with our message board, make it really fast to get on. I mean, ours is quick, but not as just, bam, you're on there, man. Just put comments in there. But we will be taking your questions off both of those message boards, not just the toll-free line there for everybody. You know, a subject like this with the United Nations running our country is so big, so important, that I really want to do justice to it. I really want to give you the basic architecture of how this happened. So when we get back, I'm going to break that down, walk into UN control of our military. Here it is, in black and white. I have the document, and it's in full effect right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the transmission shall continue on the other side. JonesReport.com is another one of our powerful websites. Be sure and check it out.
Yo, top of the crown, raise the queen. A fatal mistake in your cradle can't shake the dreams. The fight of society's a phonograph. Battle with gas and give you room to breathe through inadequate mask. Everybody just fart. Let me see you pumping your fist.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, here on Genesis Network right after Alex Jones, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. I introduce the remarkable wellness solutions every day on the NutriMedical Report, and Super Silver is unique. With three remarkable technologies patented at the U.S. Patent Office November 14, 2006, including TetraSilver Oxygen Nanoparticle Size and Scalar Rife-type technologies, it is unparalleled in terms of its killing capacity of all known pathogens, including high-path avian flu, flesh-eating bacteria, Lyme, etc. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms that cause illness and prevent progression to disease. You can order at 888-212-8871 or securely online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. That's 888-882-128-71. We also distribute in the U.S. and in Canada, as we have a Canadian supplier. So listen to the NutriMedical Report every day, Monday to Friday, here on Genesis Network.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section at Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. Okay, I'm going to cover the top story in detail right now and then start the next hour and go straight to your calls and get into the hit on Iran news. Will President Bush bomb Iran? Things get more and more serious every day as the escalation continues towards premeditated, preemptive warfare, war crime. All right, let's start at the beginning. You had global elites really forming in the last 300 years, the main banking families that financed the Austrian, the Dutch, the British, the French royalty, and all of those royal houses were intermarried. They got basically bankrupted during the Napoleonic Wars. This is all mainline history, by the way. The Rothschilds were able to then bankrupt Austria, bankrupt, of course, France, England, and with some stock market crashes that they manipulated, which they later wrote about and bragged about, they were able to then basically buy up total control of England, and then England was the dominant world power until about the 1940s. You know, and, of course, it was intermarried with the Dutch, and they were the other dominant power when it came to colonial assets and the French. So that's your global hegemony. And the British, who had been separate from the U.S., the elites began merging right before World War One with what they called the Anglo-American establishment. President Woodrow Wilson called for a merger basically with England and called for a New World Order. He wrote a book called The New World Order. H.G. Wells wrote another book called The New World Order, but they had subtitles under them. Kind of like there's lots of films and books called Endgame, but mine's Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Similar with both those guys. To be technical, he wrote a long, lengthy paper called The New World Order, but and then H.G. Wells wrote a book. But, again, there's so much history I can get caught up in it. Just to give you the basics. So you got this global elite. They're teamed up. And they start writing books and papers saying, we've got to have a one-world government. We'll call it the League of Nations. And we'll go ahead and start up and stage the World War One to bankrupt the rest of Europe and to fully destroy what remnants of individualistic power and sovereignty they have. So they stirred up a fight with the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, killed their king, killed their prince, staged all sorts of riots. The Germans said, okay, let's have a war. And the war was kicked off. And then the world did not accept the League of Nations. And so they wrote books and gave speeches and statements and said, we're going to have to stir up another war to do it. And so all these documents are now declassified. The Milner Group in Britain, controlled by the Bank of England and the Rothschilds, with the U.S., said we've got to create a dictator in Germany and a dictator in Italy, and we'll arm them and set them up to have a war because we don't want Germany and Russia teaming up together. We want the main global hegemon to come out of England and the U.S. This is not the British and American people, by the way. We become slaves. We get to pay for it all. A lot of people out there want to be imperialist, and they think, oh, like we're part of it. No. It's the opposite. You don't want to be a slave of the empire. You don't want to be in the heart of the empire, especially one that's this disloyal to its... I mean, even the earlier Roman Empire was loyal to its subjects, not this system. world of its citizens. But again, I'm digressing into anthropology and sociology, and I just wish you'd research this, folks. It's such an incredible world that would open up to you. It's so big. And so they literally create Hitler, what they call a wind-up toy. This is Georgetown Political Science, declassified, Carol Quigley, British House of Commons record, congressional record. Our government created Hitler. Of course, before that, they funded at the end of the Bolshevik Revolution, at the end of World War One, the Bolshevik Revolution sent over 5,000 Americans, or more than 8,000 British, $25 million in gold from Chase Manhattan. They sent it over there on Lenin's famous train of gold to overthrow the Tsar, because, again, he was a first cousin with the King of England at the time. There's famous photos of the two of them together, Tsar Nicholas and the British king together, and you couldn't tell the difference between them. Were their sons who were the same age, identical looking, could not tell the difference. Such genetic mapping and so inbred. But so they killed their cousins, that kind of fratricide. What's it called when royalty kills royalty? There's a term. It escapes me. They knock them off, put the Soviets in to take over and get empire, create a false bipolar world. They've always got to have a false bipolar system because it's really unipolar. It's one global entity, but it understands that, especially by that time, by the 50s it was, they always had to have some new threat to blame everything on, build up a centralized government in the West to oppress the people, just like George Orwell wrote in 1984. And later he said, no, that book's what I believe is going to happen. Why did he say that? He'd been a member of the British secret police in India, helped execute people, secret arrest, you name it. Then he became a communist, thought that was the answer, got shot through the throat in frontline combat against the Frankist in Franco-Spain, leading up to World War II, fought the Nazis, then went back and was a BBC broadcaster, top propagandist. Eric Blair was his real name, found out it was all staged. So he writes 1984, where the government stages bombings on itself, stages whole wars, and both sides are staged. So that's why 1984 is so important. I mean, this guy done it all, folks. Secret police officer, fought the Nazis, been a propagandist. I mean, he'd been, and by the way, he wrote papers and books about how evil he'd been. And then he had a breakdown and refused to go along with it. But I'm already digressing. It's just amazing if you actually research that. So that leads me up to the end of World War II. Now they're going to get their global government. Now they're going to get their global body. The Defense Department and the British Ministry of Defense, changed from the Ministry of War, go out to the Presidio Naval Base in San Francisco, right underneath the Golden Gate Bridge, there on the south side. I've been there, read their documents, watched the original newsreels of it, and they said, we're going to found a world government for peace. We're going to shut it up. But really, when you actually read their internal documents that have gotten declassified and leaked, it says global enslavement, global control, that they're going to forcibly exterminate the Third World with race-specific bioweapons, that they're going to dun everybody down in the West, that they're going to get us obsessed with sports and pettiness and sex and baubles, that they're going to dumb us down to the educational system, all declassified. It's all in my film Endgame, by the way. It's just incredible. To find out that they're doing all of this. And I just want to warn you. And so our military, our government, the shadow government, sets up the national security apparatus, the CIA in 47. The whole government starts going secret at that point. Secret ops can now be run domestically. Secret funds can be raised. They take control of the narcotics trade, full control. They already, the families that founded the CIA out of Yale, Skull and Bones, already controlled it, but they took full dominant control and used law enforcement power to go after their competition that was shipping in heroin, cocaine, and other drugs that they weren't getting a cut of. That's what the war on drugs is all about, a war against those that don't pay their cut. And so it literally is a war. Then, of course, there's a double tax on it when you're dumb enough to use it and they put you in their prison, owned by the banks that launder the money and then own the private prisons. But another side issue there. That's how it's all interconnected. And so they began to set up international treaties, international agreements. They enticed governments to sign on to the sovereignty-waiving treaties, Third World and First World alike, through IMF and World Bank loans. The central banks that literally owned almost every country's printing presses and the power to issue money got more and more and more and more powerful. And so then they began to write by the 60s that to get our world government, we've got to have a string of crises that we actually create or accentuate. And now it's declassified. Our government put Pol Pot into power and funded him to kill 2 million. And now Brzezinski, national security advisor, writes best-selling books bragging how he did it. I mean, it's not me saying the guys should be arrested right now. It's him. He's very proud of it. They don't even respect you at State Department level unless you've got a mill death under you. Once you've got a mill death under you, then you actually get saluted at the parties. These, and I'm talking 1 million dead, folks. Bare minimum until you become a captain in this system. Like you think the MI6 is mean, where you got to kill two people before you get in. With the New World Order, to get into a top legate level, top servant of the globalist, got to have at least a mega death under you. That's 1 million, ladies and gentlemen. Now you go watch your football now that you know that little secret. So this is all the information that we have on them. And they funded Stalin. They put Mao into power. They set up the one-child policy. They funded Mao to kill 60 million conservatively. They ran the whole operation. And, I mean, it is just bloodthirsty. Much of our eugenics plans come out of the 1944 Royal Commission on Population. That's adopted in State Department Memorandum Operation 200, which is all an endgame. Which says they've got to exterminate and cull and reduce populations and sterilize and everything else and do it through the vaccines, do it through tainted food, do it all over the third world, do it inside the Western world, do it everywhere. And they are doing it, ladies and gentlemen. And then that leads us up to today. To get the mass culling going, AIDS wasn't a hardcore enough bioweapon. We have the declassified documents on that. It was a soft kill weapon, a test weapon. They're getting ready to use the real weapons. But they aren't just going to release the bioweapons, the global government. They're going to then have the management of those releases, which they pose as the saviors during, to bring us into bigger police states and greater integrations of the continents and the continental superstates through those processes. We'll finish up on the other side with this. And the UN publicly taking control of our military and our government. On the other side, stay with me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.